Blog Talk Radio.
Love, why good people can't leave bad relationships, and confessions of reluctant Long Island psychics. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, a lesbian, an artist and a writer, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice who will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you this evening?
Hey, Cindy. How are you?
Good, good. I can't believe next week we'll be in August already for the next show. It's going kind of fast this summer.
Crazy.
Right? It's going fast.
How's go?
I don't know. I don't know. Everyone seems to be thinking the same thing. So I hope everyone gets a little bit of time out there to enjoy the summer and, you know, enjoy it. And how are you? How are you feeling? And how is everything your way?
Everything is great. I can't really complain.
Good. Good. And you're happy.
Like I'm solid. I'm solid. I'm great.
Oh, good. And you sound so much more rested and, you know.
I'm scrambling so much. So that's always good.
And what was that?
I'm not scrambling like I was, so that's good.
Wow. Good. And, you know, it's so good to hear you back to being your old self.
Yes,
so,
well, thank you, Cindy. I appreciate you.
We have a lot of people calling in, and I want to start with Eric, who called in last week, and I'm sorry we didn't see his number, because then as I explained to people, if you don't call in early enough, the numbers go down so far that it's hard for us to find them. But he's the 516-6511. He's a very nice guy. He's one of my favorite clients. And he's going through a little bit of a hard time. Eric. So he's going through a little bit of a hard time.
Okay.
So let's see if we can help him and, you know,
100%.
Listen carefully because I think you could really, you know, help him too.
Okay. So I was going to jump into the chat room, but I will hold off on that until we finish Eric's call. And just guys,
because
remember.
Because I think I need you a little bit on this one, okay?
Got it. Not a problem. So to everybody else, please press number one if you wish to talk to me and Cindy. And we will try to get to as many people as we possibly can tonight. If you do get pulled into the chat room, I will always identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. So if you do hear anybody call out your last four digits, that would be me screening you. But that is not going to happen until we go to Eric. So here we go. Oh, Eric, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Are you there? Yep, he's there. Can you hear us?
I hear him.
Hello?
Hello. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, hey, guys. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, good. So why don't you give our listeners a little bit information of what's going on and what's been happening to you for the last few weeks, which is a little bit devastating, but let's hear about it.
Yeah, of course. So about a month ago, I came to my girlfriend, well, now an ex. I came to her. I told her I wanted a break, but I had no intentions of talking to other people or seeing other females. I basically told her I wanted a break to just better myself since I was seeing her every day. And, you know, I needed the space a little bit to do that. So she was hurt. She took it well though, but after, 3 weeks, that and her ex was there, and she claimed she had a couple of drinks. They kissed. They freaked out about it, and I had to figure out myself, basically, that, you know, they did something, and they were gonna hide it from me. And, you know, pretty much after the next day after that, I said my words, then I came.
Are you still there? Hello?
Hours of me, you know, crying to her.
Nicole, you have trouble hearing?
Back. And then the next day, she basically lied to me, and when I woke up, she wasn't answering my phone. She wasn't doing any of that. And then I get a big paragraph and a text saying that she can't do it anymore, and that I'm going to be blocked on everything, and the next time that I hear from her, it's going to be a while. And, you know, I think it's been a week now. And I'm just, you know, I'm still doing everything that I promised her and her family. But, like, you know, I don't know what to do. I love her so much. She's the love of my life. But that's pretty much where I'm at.
Okay. And now it's really hurtful because, you know, again, you asked for some time out. And what I got from all of this, from your original email to me, is that she got really mad and did not take it well. I mean, she looked like she took it well, but she really felt like you were, you know, maybe she thought you were going to see someone else. I think after she talked to her ex at the barbecue where she met him, he probably filled her ear with, you've probably got somebody else, you know, because that's the kind of person he would be. And, you know, so I think that was something that went on. And, you know, it just looks like she hurt you, and I mean, you hurt her. And when she talked to her family, they were all a little disappointed that you did what they thought was a timeout. Now, most people don't ask for more space unless there's somebody else there, but that wasn't your case. And,
exactly.
You know, and then, you know, you even said you were going to try to distract by maybe talking to some girls. You had said that earlier in one of the emails to me. I don't think that would be a good thing to do, because then it's going to be like maybe you really did want to go out with other girls. Like, that could contradict everything you said. So I would kind of not be looking to meet other girls right now if you want her back, because I think she's going to use that against you. And
yeah, of course. You know, like I said, that was like maybe a couple of days ago. It was just more of like a desperate idea. Like, oh, I need distraction, because I have to stop thinking about her. You know what I mean? Because, you know, everything I do, it just reminds me of her. You know, waking up, I wake up every day in panic because I, you know, she's not there, so I don't know what she's doing. I get the feeling in my stomach that I'm sick. You know.
Oh yeah.
And I go out for a drive. I have to go do something. Every song that I play reminds me of her. Me turning the car on reminds me of her.
That is definitely, this is interesting for women to hear man's perspective, because I think sometimes women don't think men feel these things as deeply as they actually do. And, you know, the thing that I think you might learn from this is taking a time out. And what were you meaning? Were you meaning you wanted to see her once a week, twice a week, or how often were you seeing each other? What was it that you really, what was your real message to her? You wanted to see her less, or?
Yeah, I would say I wanted to see her less, or either way, you know how you told me that she feels being abandoned and all that?
Right.
You know,
I
made sure. Yeah, exactly. I made sure that fear that she had, that I didn't know about until you told me, either way, I still made sure that fear wasn't going to happen, because I would still, let's say I would see her 7 days, you know, the whole week, I would see her. And
right.
I basically told her, like, I want some space because I want to better myself for myself and for this relationship. I want to become better. You know, you
okay,
tell me
so
this.
Okay, so what did you mean by
that.
Better yourself? Better yourself how? By
I
going
to
therapy.
Better myself. Going to therapy, my health, because, you know, I was, you know, when you're happy in a relationship, you gain weight, you know? So I wanted to lose a little bit of weight. I wanted to get my career started from what we talked about the last time I saw you. I wanted to do that. I wanted to fix the ways that I would treat her sometimes. Like, let's say if she brought something up that annoyed her, I would sometimes deny it or not even pay attention to it. So all those type of things I wanted to fix. But I couldn't because I would see her every day.
Right. And, you know, what I saw is that she just took it that you didn't really want to, you know, you wanted to kind of end it with her or not. She didn't take it the way that you meant it, okay? But also, you know, did you want to see her 3 times a week? Did you give her an amount that you wanted to see her?
Yeah, pretty much. I like you said, I did tell her how many times I wanted to see her throughout the week. And it was still like most of the days of the week. I would still see her.
Right, but she just took it the wrong way. And now, you know, she's met the guy at the barbecue, which I find it a little hard to believe that she just met him, you know, out of nowhere. I mean, do they ever see each other than this?
No, before that, she knew, because like you said, she felt abandoned, and that's what he did to her, basically, when they were at the end of their relationship. So he blocked on everything, so there was no way to contact him. Even when she made a new account, he was never in the picture. So, and the reason why he was at the barbecue is because her brother is best friends with her ex's older brother. So So that was the case, but it was never a problem before, you know, because we were she you know, now I would say she said she was in love with me, but like with this going on, it just, you know, it gives me thoughts that maybe not anymore, you know.
Right. I just think that you're going to have to be patient, because there's nothing you're going to be able to rush this, because she felt hurt. Unfortunately, her family got a little too involved. Are they very protective of her?
Not really, but they are involved.
Right. I mean, because they felt that you hurt her, okay? The bottom line is you hurt her, and so now, you know, the kind of thing is when you let your family know, she may forgive you, but they're not so ready to forgive. Okay, so it's, so that's the whole point. They're not all ready to forgive. I do think you're going to have to be patient. You can't chase after her anymore. I mean, you can contact her once in a while to see how she's doing, but you're going to have to give her some space, because otherwise she's just going to say things that may hurt you. Because what I see is that she's just hurt. I don't see that she doesn't care about you anymore or any of that, but, you know, it's almost like, you know, when someone asks for a timeout, if the person takes it the wrong way, it can really backfire, and that's what she did. Now, Nicole, do you have anything to say about that? Like, you know, what did you get out of this?
Well, I mean, honestly, I was kind of having a little bit of trouble following because he was cutting in and out. So just to make sure that I have the gist correct here. You know, Eric wanted a break from, you know, from this person, and she wound up hooking up with somebody else and was going to lie to him about it. Is that pretty much it, Eric?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just a Cliff Notes version. I just wanted to make sure, because like I said, you were fading in and out. I wanted to make sure that I got that right. But listen, I mean, my whole thing is this. You know, I mean, I've had relationships where you know, we were less than monogamous, and I've had relationships where we were 100% monogamous. The whole thing here is knowledge, okay? So it's okay if you're not in a monogamous relationship, as long as both parties understand that that's what it is. It's not okay to you know, say that you're monogamous with one person and then all of a sudden go and do something else. So what I'm getting at here is if there was some sort of a miscommunication there and you want to move forward with this person, you know, then I think that a meeting of the minds has to happen on both sides. It can't just be, oh, well, you know, I hooked up with somebody and now you're mad at me, so I'm going to be mad at you in return. You know, and it can't be you holding her responsible for something that she didn't understand. You know, so there's a path to forgiveness if that's the route that you want to go, and you're going to have to discuss that with her. And, you know, you're going to have to choose to move on from it, and you're going to have to leave it in the past. But if that's not the route that you want to go, if this is a trust issue and you don't feel that you can ever trust her because of this, because you knew that she intended to hide it from you, then, you know, then that's another thing. And then you're going to have to work on your own healing, you know. So it's completely normal for you to, you know, to think of her often and to think of her with every little thing you do because she was a part of your life and that's always going to be present. But eventually you're going to start to replace those memories with new ones, you know, and you're just going to have to work on your healing process. Which route do you want to go is the big question here, because I'm hearing that you're missing her, but I'm not really hearing like a wholehearted of, hey, listen, I want to be with this girl, you know, unconditionally.
Right.
Well, like you said, I'm sorry. Like you said, I don't know, maybe like couple days ago I've like already forgiven her for what she did, and it's just, you know, I love her too much, and I feel like she's my soulmate, so whatever she did, it happened, and I'm just I'm just ready and waiting to show her everything that I promised, and just waiting for the day that, you know, she contacts me, because I can't right now. What I'm being told by everybody and what I was told from her the last time we spoke, she said she doesn't want to talk to me or anything. She just wants to, she wants to live and she wants to do whatever she wants, and that I can't contact her family. But, and if I do, it gets her mad, pushes her away. And it's the same thing for me doing like romantic things for her now. Like she would always ask for something romantic, and like, okay, if I had the time every now and then, I would do it. But now, you know, now that I'm doing it because I feel like that's something maybe she could see one day. You know, it's, she's seeing it, and she's like more going towards to the other person now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, if she won't talk to you, there's not much you can do, because if you keep trying to contact her, she's just going to get mad. You know, if you would be patient, and I know that's a really hard thing to ask people to do, but you have to let time do its thing. You got to let her miss you a little bit and let time pass so that when she realizes you're not chasing her, then she'll contact you. As long as you keep trying to contact her, she's going to just feel like she's in the driver's seat. And, you know, so you, if you keep chasing after her, you're only going to slow her coming back to you. So could you be strong enough to just back off a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it for the past week every now and then, but sometimes, you know, sometimes things come up. Like today was her mother's birthday. I had to tell her happy birthday. And, you know, her family members, they basically, you know, I was confused when you said that they were a little disappointed in me, because they basically were, they were more towards my side of her leaving me and what she did. But, well, that's what they told me. And her mom, you know, she called me one time, asked me what happened, what was going on. And I told her, because she wasn't telling her side of her story and what she did. She just told her mother flat out she wanted a break.
Right. And again, the only thing you can do right now is be patient. And I know that's hard when you're hurting for someone, but it's if you don't do that, she's just going to keep running at this point. And
yeah,
she wants you to hurt because you hurt her, okay? But can you just be patient? Is it possible for you? You said you wanted to better yourself, so use this time now. Go to the gym. Go to therapy. Do the things that you said you wanted to do to better yourself, so that when she comes back, you are that better person.
Yeah, and that's literally my goal. You know, people keep telling me, you know, And I am doing it. I am listening. But people keep telling me, do things for yourself. Do it for you. Do it for you. And, I, you know, in the back of my head, I am doing it for me. But, like, still my heart is just saying it's all for her. You know, I'm trying to keep patient. I'm trying to give her time. But it's like, you know, it's like, okay, I'll be patient. But how am I going to come back if, you know, she's getting the attention that I would give her from another person since I'm, you know, I'm not there.
Right. But again, she won't let you. So the best thing to do is take her lead. Don't keep chasing after her. Okay. Just give it a break. You know, it might be as long as a month that, you know, I would say don't contact her for at least a month. Hopefully she'll contact you sometime before that, you know, but otherwise it's just going to hurt you. Okay. Because, and you know, it's unfortunately when people say something like, I need a little time out or time, people tend to take it wrong. And again, you know, you're both young yet and you were seeing each other 7 days a week. That's a lot to see somebody, you know, even if you're married, you're not, you know, you're working, you're doing other stuff, you know? So, I just think she didn't take it. She didn't hear what you said, and she took it the wrong way. And now you just have to be patient. And when she comes back, you know, talk about things, confirm things, and, you know that, you know, her message to you is if you're going to, like, leave me alone for 4 days a week, I'm going to get in trouble or something. I mean, that's kind of the message. I'm going to, you know, do what I want. You know, she thought you were kind of breaking up with her. I'm not sure how she misinterpreted that, but it looks that's what she was. And when she was talking to other people, they were saying that too. You know,
they
should know you. You're not a person. You know, the one thing I noticed about Eric is if he says something, he's saying what he means. He's not meaning something else. They should know that what you were saying was what you mean. You weren't saying, oh, I want to go see other people. I don't want to see you so much because I want to see other people. But that's what other people told her you meant.
Yeah, exactly. And I always reassured her, even though we were still on a break, I always told her, listen, I'm doing this for us. I don't want to see any other people. I always reassured her, I love you so much. We're going to be good after this. Don't worry. I'm not doing this. And I would still tell, even though I didn't have to, I would still tell her, hey, I'm going out, but I'm going out with this friend, and that friend, you know? So it was like, you know, I wasn't hiding anything from her. I wasn't telling her, hey, look, I'm going to go see this female, and I'm going to go figure out if I like her or not. I always kept her, you know, I always kept her reassured.
Well, that's it. So, you know, keep, you know, messaging me and everything, but in the meantime, you have to stop contacting her.
Yeah.
Okay? It's only going to backfire. You know, only going to backfire.
Okay.
You know, and just give her a little space. And, you know, you're young yet. You know, sometimes I found in my life it was the lack of patience, not giving people space when they needed it, that ended up being a big mistake. You know, and in the long haul of things, a month is not a long time. Right now it seems like an eternity, but it's not. So you have to let time do its thing. Let her miss you, you know, let her see, you know, that she really does miss you. And, you know, and then you can talk. But when people don't talk to me, don't block me, you've got to listen to them because it only gets them angrier if you try to contact them when they feel that way. So, you know, we're going to try to get some other callers tonight. Call in again and let us know what happened. But if you stay firm on this, I think you'll get better results than chasing her.
Okay.
That's
all
enough.
Right.
You don't want her to forget about you.
I think right now Eric, Cindy's 100% right. I mean, because what I'm getting out of this, and please don't take this the wrong way, I'm not trying to be mean or unkind in any way, but you're consistently trying to contact her when she wants space now. You know, first of all, she's probably a little bit hurt because she thought you were breaking up with her, that you needed space for other reasons. And even if you gave her other reasons, she probably didn't believe that that was true. You know, she probably automatically assumed the worst, you know. So that's number one. But secondly, you know, when you're dealing with things like this and she's asking you for space and you're continuing to contact, you know, with sort of a reckless abandon there, you know, number one, you come off as desperate, which is not going to be attractive to her. And two, she's going to say, you know, she's going to pretty much be like, well, you know what, I can get whatever I want. So I'm just going to keep, you know, I'm just going to keep him at arm's length until I want to bring him in. And that's not a good foundation for any kind of relationship, you know. So yeah. I understand why you want to contact her, because, you know, you want to be able to have the opportunity to win her heart. But it sounds to me like you may have to back off, let her truly get an opportunity to miss you, take 2 feet out. And while you're doing that, it's not just, hey, listen, I'm going to back off and I'm just going to wait for her to come around. You need to do some inner work on you. You need to see how you got there, why you needed the space in the first place, how you're prepared to move forward in a relationship. And you may have to just resign to the fact that you will be ready for a relationship when you're done doing that work. She may not be the relationship that you're in, but you will be ready for a relationship as long as you work on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, let us know what happens. And meanwhile, your karmic lesson may be patience and perseverance, endurance. You can endure this. You really can. And, you know, in the great scheme of things, just use this as time to better yourself.
Of course.
Well, thanks for sharing your story with us. And I'm sure all women listening really appreciate it to hear a man's angst, and that how a man, you know, suffers just as deeply as women. Somehow people don't think that, do they? But it's not true. It's not true at all. And, you know, good luck to you.
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate it.
Bye for
it.
Now. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Eric.
Aw. You know, it's funny because sometimes
terrible for him.
I know. He's just a great human being, by the way, a great human being and very,
you know what?
He's very young.
So genuine. He really does sound very, very genuine. And I feel for him. And that's why I wanted to make it clear that I'm not trying to be unkind, but by his continued pursuit, you know, he is coming off as very, very desperate. And that's a very, very weak position to be entering into a relationship with. And you never, ever want to give somebody that much power and jurisdiction over you. You know, the smart play there is going to be, you know, to kind of set himself up to when she starts to miss him, you know, for him to honestly say, listen, you know, I am a catch, you know, so we can either try this and we can either move forward together, you know, or not, but that he's not going to take her crap and vice versa, you know, because that's not a good foundation. It's not a healthy foundation to be in. And it also sounds to me that her trying to block him and everything, she's being a little vindictive. You know, there was
serious
miscommunication there. And now she's trying to make him suffer. She's being unnecessarily mean. You know, she doesn't have to be so mean about it. You know, like you say all the time on the show and we say all the time on the show, say what you mean what you say, but don't be mean about it. And it sounds to me that, listen, he's asking for an opportunity to win her. He's not saying, hey, come back to me. He's saying, give me the opportunity to win her. And she's like, nope, you made your bed, you lie in it, and now this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to block you if you continue to do this. And that, you know, it's she's being unnecessarily mean. And for me, like, to me, he sounds like too nice of a guy to deal with that kind of crap. You know, because he does sound very, very sweet. But, you know, he's got to come to a place of strength, and he's got to come from a place of strength. And right now, his heartache is leading him into a place of weakness. So that's where he's got to hold on, and that's where he's got to work on Eric. You know, and you know what? At the end of all of that self work, he may realize this is not the girl for him.
Right. Exactly. So the bottom line is, you know, he can pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to him and commit to healing, and he wants to be the same and see where that takes him.
Yeah,
so now we have like a couple
ready
of people
for what he wants.
Right, exactly. And okay, but I did catch what you said. I thought the same thing, that being unnecessarily unkind. Like, you don't block people. You know, you don't say, don't contact me. I mean, that's pretty mean,
you know what?
Actually.
First of all, if you block somebody, okay, first of all, and the reason why I'm saying this unnecessarily, I mean, I can understand not wanting people to be stalking you and shit like that. You know, I totally
right.
get that. But, you know, she's not blocking him because he's stalking her. She's blocking him because she's saying, I don't want you to know what I'm up to. And that's the problem that I have with her right now and with her behavior right now, is that she's not saying, she's flat out kind of alluding to the fact that, well, I'm not going to let you see what I'm doing, you know, and I'm not going to do this because I don't want you to know. And it's, listen, granted, if they're broken up, it's not really any of his business, but you don't have to be like that. You know, you can have a very civil conversation and say, you know what, Eric, this is a blessing in disguise. I don't think I'm ready for this, and I think it's better that we separate. You know, she can have that conversation, and he could say, you know, well, could I try? And she could say no. You know what I'm saying? And it could be in a grown-up conversation, but the grown-up conversation isn't happening. He's asking for a grown-up conversation, and she's playing games of, I'm not going to let you on my social media, and I'm gonna go, you know, run and get you know, some support from, you know, any other guy because you won't let me go. Like, that's bullshit.
Right, exactly. That's how I felt. But they're both very young. So
okay.
They're both very young, so I'm cutting them a little slack, okay? They're very young.
If Eric is young, and I'm assuming by young you mean like in 20s, 30s, early 30s.
No,
you know,
it's early, I think early 20s, actually.
Okay, so if he's in his early 20s, and now just, you know, for reference purposes, and this just goes to show you how much I've learned from you over the years, Cindy, you know, I work with a bunch of other of younger people, and, you know, one of the girls happens to be gay, and, you know, she was having a very, very difficult relationship when I first met her, and, you know, I kind of coached her through some hardships there. And eventually she did her work and she kind of took a step back and she realized her worth. And now she is very, very happy and in a very, very functional relationship. I did the same thing for one of the other girls, not gay. Okay, just so that you know, just so I have you show that I have experience on both sides of this coin. But yes, she was not gay. She was in a mildly abusive relationship, not physically but emotionally. And now she is in a very, very good place and in a very, very functional relationship. And the piece of advice that both of those people have in common, and what I'm going to tell Eric, because I see that he's still listening, is, Eric, you need to know your worth. Anytime you want to be in a relationship, don't go in thinking that you're worth 5 cents. Don't go in there thinking that you're worth a dime. Okay? You need to understand what your worth is. You need to understand what your value is. And then you never, ever allow anybody to treat you less than what that value is and less than that worth. You know, now, if you have a low self-worth number in your head, then that's where you need to do your work. You need to increase that number as high as you think it'll go. And then once you think you've reached your cap, you push it even further, okay? Because you need to be ready, willing, and able in order to attract somebody that is also ready, willing, and able, no matter whether how young or old you are.
Exactly. Well, let me see if we can get another caller here. We have,
okay.
I think it's Amanda Fett, and then you could
raise
then
her
you
hand.
Could, and then you could screen the other callers toward the top, you know. So
yes, those people have been waiting a very long time. So I'm going to put on Amanda Fett, and I'm going to get my little butt into the chat room, Cindy. So here we go, out to Amanda Fett. Hello, Amanda, you are on the air.
Hello. Hello,
Amanda. I was thinking about you yesterday that I haven't heard from you. So I said, I hope she calls into the show. And there you were.
Here I am.
How is it going, Miss Pilot? Miss Woman who changed her whole life and became a pilot. How is that?
It's going. So I made a small change. So I actually formally decided to step away from the school that I was going to because they were kind of jerking me around.
Okay.
So, you know, I didn't burn any bridges. I just said, hey, listen, this isn't working out for me. I said, I'm going to go to a school that's more my fit. you know, to get these things done.
Didn't you pay them a lot of money that you're supposed to be finishing there? Did they refund you? Did they refund you any money?
Actually, they actually gave me money to go to use to go somewhere else and use.
Okay, good.
Yes. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go somewhere else, and I'm going to, you know, all the things that they kind of cheated me out of doing with them, I'm going to do somewhere else.
Okay, and do you know where that is now? And do you know where it is now?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to go back to farming now. And you know, I already have the instructor that I want to work with. He's, you know, he's on a little vacation right now, but when he comes back, we're gonna get down to it, and we're gonna get it done.
Good, perfect. And you could see, remember I told you, don't burn the bridges, just write to Sanger, just the facts, it's not working for you, so that you could go elsewhere, okay? And it worked better that way than if you had a hissy fit or screamed or anything.
I think so. I mean, personally, I was very angry at how I was being treated and how it was going, and you know. But I ultimately just kind of stepped away to sort of cool off, and then I said, hey, this isn't working for me, and I just stepped out. That's all.
And remember, you know, Amanda's becoming a pilot, which is a predominantly male territory. And so when females step into a place that's normally a male territory, it often, you know, you often get jerked around. You often get that kind of thing. And I was getting the impression that that was part of it going on there. So it's better for you to move to where it's like you feel like there's a climate where you're going to learn more and you're not going to be put in a position like that. I mean, you're paying an awful lot of money here, you know, and the bottom line is they were stalling you too long and you weren't learning what you needed to learn. But it does look very good here in the cards, like you made a good decision.
I think so. I felt like I made a good, sound decision. And it's not like, you know, it's not like it's over. Obviously, I'm going to get what I want. I'm just going to get it somewhere else. That's all. You know,
right.
That school kind of served its purpose. And you know, now I actually get to go somewhere and just hammer it out and get it done.
Perfect. So that is very good. And, you know, the message to our, you know, listeners out there is if you're in a school or a job and you're not that happy with it, try to end it in a karmically correct manner and move on.
Yeah.
You know, don't waste time because time is too precious. And there's a sense of relief. It's like we had that with Nicole, and Nicole left her job that was not serving her higher good. It's not a failure. It's just it's not working. And, you know, even
yeah.
We have a lot of, you know, you hear a lot of clients or people that, you know, go to a college and they don't like the college and, you know, they're trying to stick it out. You know, it's better to leave sooner than later because after a while you can't leave anymore because you got to have a certain amount of credits from the university. So, you know. If you're not happy, move on faster.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I'm so proud of you. And I just was hoping everything was okay because I haven't heard from you. I was like, oh, I hope everything's good and everything's okay. But
yeah,
it looks like 2023 brings you a great year. You have a really good year coming up with 2023, you know, in terms of moving everything forward and doing your
career. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be good. So my birthday is coming up. I'm turning 32. I'm going to be 7.
How are you turning 32, you said? 32?
Yeah, I'm going to be 32. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you're so young.
I know. I miss you when I was 20 years old, though. Think about that.
I've seen you through through a relationship, a marriage, a divorce, a couple of relationships, a couple of job changes, changing your career. So I feel like it almost feels like I've known you 12 lifetimes already.
I think so. I feel that.
But I forgot how young you were when I first met you.
I know. I was a baby.
Wow. I know. Everybody, time is moving on here. But we're so proud of you, and it's a good move. I saw here nothing but good things in the card, so you did make a good move. And again, I didn't want you to end it the way you did, you know, when you were angry. You know, I didn't want you to be angry because, remember, it's a small world, and you can pilot world, and you could, you know, meet up these people in another job. You don't want to, you know, be burning too many bridges.
Exactly. Exactly. I did have a question regarding my current job, like at the airport. I kind of like it, but I'm kind of feeling like my boss is maybe a little hot and cold. I'm not gonna be there that long, but I was just curious to see what was going on there.
With your boss, did you cut in and out? That is, your boss is hot and cold?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of feeling.
Okay, I would watch my back with that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, just, you know, don't say everything you're thinking, please.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not loving the cards on this person, but what is it, a job in the pilot field?
It's just the customer service job that I am working at right now. You know, just something to keep money coming in.
Right. Okay, just watch your back. You're not going to be there forever, okay? But, you know, I think the person knows you're going to be moving on also.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of attitude there. We're training you, but you're going to be moving on.
Right.
And there's a little bit of jealousy I saw, too. You know, just because you have a better career coming. So
yeah, I kind of felt that way because everybody knows there that, you know, I'm, you know, I fly and everything, and you know, they're not dumb. They know, they know where I'm eventually gonna go. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're just kind of giving me a hard time right now. So, you know, I was just curious.
No, and I would just say, just do your job and don't talk too much about what else you're going to be doing.
Okay.
That might make more trouble, okay? Just,
okay.
You know, do your job and get out of there.
Okay. I can do it. Well, I don't have much more to go, so I have less than 100 hours to go before I can actually get a flying job. So I'm almost there. I'm close.
Right. Well, keep us posted, and we're going to try to get another caller, but thank you for sharing your story with us, and great luck with everything. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Amanda.
Okay.
Bye, Nicole.
Okay. So we have Tina. Has she ever called in before?
Yes, Tina called in about a month ago, Cindy, and basically she wasn't sure what she wanted to ask about, so I just basically said that we'll try to get her a nice general reading tonight. So she is in a relationship, and she kind of wants to know how her love life is looking, what do the cards say, any hiccups, anything that she should be aware of, but also I believe somebody has recently passed in Tina's life, so if they happen to have any messages for her, she would love to hear from them. So here we go, out to New Jersey to speak to Tina. Well, Tina, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tina. So I'm glad you're in a relationship. That's the good news. You know, that's the very good news. You're in a relationship. Is the phone doing funky things? I'm hearing like, Tina sounds like she's underwater.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I think it's my phone. I'm so sorry. Can I talk up a little clearer? Can you hear me?
Okay. Nicole, are you having trouble hearing her too?
Yeah, she's very, very muffled right now, and she's coming in a little bit garbled. Tina, if you can, try muting your phone so that Cindy, you know, in between you talking and Cindy talking, it may get rid of some of the interference.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we got,
let's see if that helps, Cindy.
Okay, let's see. Is that a, like, because of, you know, it's, in general, it's been very poor tonight, the phone. I'm not sure what's going on here. But it's bad. So, you know, anyway, teen, you know, her love life looks okay here for sure. And is she still on the line? Because I'm having
She is still on the line, and I just tried muting her and unmuting her, and that seems to have worked unless she muted her own mic. So right now we're good. So get, you know, do your thing, Cindy, while we have a window.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, her love life looks fine. And, you know, in general, there's nothing bad in her cards. I see a little more anxiety than I would like to see, and I think that's just coming from Tina herself. But in terms of her love life, I'm not seeing anything to be too concerned with. How long ago did this person cross over? Do you know?
Do not, Tina, feel free to unmute your mic and answer Cindy's question.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, yeah. Because that's a very recent death, so sometimes they're hard to zoom in on people just 2 weeks gone. So I'm not hearing a very clear, distinct voice from the person at this point. Now sometimes they take a little time to transition. How old was this person that passed?
48.
Okay, so it is a fairly young person. That's what I thought. You know, it's usually easier to talk to people who are older, if it's only a week or two after, you know, when they die, because they're usually ready to go. And this person didn't seem like they were ready to go at all. So I don't, and I'm not feeling a smooth transition here, so, or a clear voice. And that's not unusual. Some people take as long as 2 months to be able to really learn how to communicate. It was just a very sudden death, because sudden deaths also are harder to talk to than someone that had a prolonged illness. This was sudden. I'm assuming it was here. Okay. Anyway, I'm not really zooming in on that person yet. And again, I don't want you to think that means they're not settled, they're not whatever. They just may not have learned how to communicate yet. And then they haven't fully transitioned. Some people are just a little slower to transition to the other side. So that's the thing. All right. So I think this is like a really bad connection. So we're going to just maybe
yes,
have
to. Yes, hi. You can hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Yes,
Was this a sudden death from this person?
He was sick for like a couple of months. Like he had diabetes, so it was sudden. He wasn't expecting to go.
He wasn't expecting to die. The impression I got from him was he wasn't expecting to die. Okay.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
And you know, when you're only 48 and you die, even if you have an illness but you're not expected to die, there's always that little bit of like what I'm feeling from him is a little bit stunned. Like, I can't believe I'm here, you know? And
yes.
Very nice guy from what I could tell. Is that true? Because he seems like a really nice
guy.
Oh,
my God. Very
like,
nice
very kind
guy.
And very loving, but not the best communicator. Again, it's not unusual. So I'm going to ask if I could get someone who he knows who's crossed over to maybe speak for him a little bit, because that can happen. It's almost like he doesn't know how to speak the language of telepathy yet, but he can be communicating to someone on their side. He said he's adjusting, okay? He wants to still be here. There's a veil between the two worlds, and he's kind of punching at it. And if he could be here, he'd still be here. And, you know, he was a person I'm sure you liked talking to and enjoyed his energy and his fun. He hasn't really given many signs from the other side yet, from what I could tell, but he does like music. And, you know,
love
in the future,
music.
He'll try to give you some signs through music.
Yes.
And he has a grandmother who passed. Did you know her at all?
Yes, the grandmother and parents, yes.
Right, did you know her? Because she's the one talking for him. She's also saying
yes.
You're a good girl. That's why I thought you knew her, because she called you a good girl. You know, she likes you. She's the one who he didn't transition right away. He probably only transitioned maybe 3 or 4 days ago. I don't think he knew he was dead. It took him a little while to realize that. And his grandmother's the one who crossed him over. And, you know, she's glad to have him now. And he seems like he's adjusting as well as anyone could be who still wants to be here. And he is crying a little bit. You know, there's a lot of people in pain over his loss. You know, he doesn't want anyone, he would never want to cause people pain, is what his grandma just said. And his death has caused enormous pain. And he really likes you a lot. I think you liked him a lot, too. And, you know, I hope as time goes on, he'll be a little bit, you know, more settled in. But if he had crossed over right away 2 weeks ago, it might have been easier to talk to him. He really didn't know he was dead. It took him a while to realize that. And that's always sad when you don't, you know, and it's not uncommon for people who are younger when that happens. But his grandma said he's in good hands. She's got him. So that should make
I was almost traumatized. I couldn't even go to his funeral. He didn't even tell me he was.
Yeah. Remember, he didn't want to cause anybody pain, okay? And I think he really thought he was going to get better. And, again, he did not, you know, try to cause anybody pain by not telling them. But what I could tell, he was a little denial of how sick he was. So, you know, sometimes it's not uncommon for people just to think they're, like, not going to die from something. I'm not sure he did everything he should have been for doing for his diabetes. Did you know about that, too?
Yes.
So he's a little, and maybe there's a little message coming from him on the other side. People have diabetes, or if they have a certain disease, you really have to do what you have to do. Because even if you're only 48 years old, you know, certain diseases will do their harm to you. So I think that's what's upsetting him, because if he had taken better care of himself, he probably would still be here. And that's always, those are always people that have a little trouble accepting their death. I mean, if you just get hit by a bus and it's not your fault, you know, you somehow you accept that faster than you had diabetes. And if you had, you know, done what you were supposed to be doing, you would probably still be on Earth. That's a little harder death to deal with. You know, so he didn't, he really thought he was going to get better. He doesn't want you to feel so bad. And he likes the person you're with, by the way. Did he know him?
Not really. I didn't get a chance to tell him.
Well, from he's liking him from the other side. So how long have you been in your new relationship?
A couple of weeks, like 7-8 weeks.
Okay. And are you giving it your all?
Yes, I'm letting him take the lead, though.
Okay, and, you know, the first, you know, 2 months, you're sort of getting to know each other. I'm not seeing major red flags here, or any red flags. Are you seeing any red flags with him? Because I'm not seeing any here.
No, I'm not seeing any red flags.
Me neither. So, good. So the first, you know, 2 months, you know, everything looks good. Around the three-month mark, you'll start to know if this is someone you're going to want to spend with, you know, a long time with. It's kind of a new relationship, but it looks like you're starting it on a very good note here. And how often are you seeing him?
Do you see what he thinks about it? Yeah, do you see what he thinks about the relationship?
Well, he really likes you. He's a little scared now. I see a little bit of fear here. How often do you see him?
Like 2 or 3 times a week.
Good. I mean, have you let him know you like him?
Yeah, but I'm still kind of shy about it a little.
Right. So you know what the man that died just said to his grandma to tell you, well, the guy's not a mind reader. Can you let him know? And he started laughing, okay? So, you know, and I got, you know, the two soulmate cards on this, which is very unusual, and this has a real potential here. But, you know, I think you've been hurt in the past, and maybe you're holding back a little bit. So can you open up a little more and let him know how you feel?
Absolutely. I can absolutely do that.
because, you know, he likes you a lot, but he's not sure. He's you know, your friends is funny. He goes, he's having trouble reading you, okay? So maybe just give him a little more hints that you're happy and that you're enjoying him and things like that. And you heard from, like, Eric, the first call. Men really need to be reassured, too, you know. It's not just a female thing. So let him know how you care. Call in again and let us know how it's going. It looks like you've started on a good note. I like that. You know, and it looks like a lot of happiness in the future for you.
Great,
so, thank you. You know, so, Dina, thanks for sharing your story with us. We're going to try to get one last little Debbie Tony in here tonight. And the rest of everyone, enjoy your week. But thank you for, like, you know, your friend's grandmother said thank you for all your thoughts. And, you know, she's going to settle him in up there with her, okay? And, you know, he is crying a little bit. You know, he's... You know, he misses being on Earth, and it will take a little while to get used to being where he is. He's in a good realm. He's in a good place. It's not that. It's just that it takes a little while. So thank you for sharing your story with us, and we'll speak again. Okay, let's see. Can we get Miss Debbie Tony for the last few minutes?
Of course we can.
Debbie Tony and friends. We're
I'm
so
here.
Excited to be on your show.
Who is this laughing?
This is me laughing, and my friend Jeff is with me.
Oh, okay. He's on our show. Hi.
Yes.
do you know about me?
All of a sudden I thought he was like someone just broke into our show. I'm like, oh, who is this guy? He has a nice voice, by the way. Is he an actor?
Sometimes.
Wow, he has a very nice voice. So, Miss Debbie Tony, is there anything you want to share with us? You just had a birthday. Are you still celebrating your birthday? Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you. You know I am. I could eat a little less sugar and lost a piece of my tooth because I'm celebrating.
Well, did you just hear the man who just died from diabetes? Maybe that was a message for you. Don't eat so much sugar. You know?
It's terrible, but I had a crazy week because on my birthday I was asked to do a show in the city on Thursday, and then they changed their mind by Monday afternoon. So all night long I was getting to do a show, and then they changed their mind. But it's okay to use Debbie Tony at the last minute, but not to have a plan to have Debbie Tony in my show. So I'm a little bit upset, but it's fine.
Oh, boy.
But I'm so honored that I was, and flattered that I was asked to do it.
And how did they find you?
Because, well, I went to Tracy Lynn's show, and Tracy Lynn and Rebecca and me were together with Caitlin, all four girls that were in the class with Jane Seaman, and it was Jane Seaman's show. And I sent a picture to Jane Seaman of us girls being together, and the next thing you know, she has COVID, and they're like, well, why doesn't Debbie Tony do the show with us? And we we'll make up a new show. But it was Jane's show, so she was able to postpone it, and I understand. So I totally get it. But I had a dream that she said I could do one number in the show, and I'm not, that was a dream.
All right. Well, don't worry. You will have a show. I'm not worried about it, okay?
Thank you.
Not at all. But, you know, it's so nice to hear your voice, and I'm glad you're celebrating your birthday. You actually have a very good birthday year opening up. So you got to get used to this being in the theater world. You know, so many times this is going to happen, then it doesn't happen. I mean, it's like, so I never get very happy one way or the other, or sad one way or the other, because, you know, today it looks like it's going to go, tomorrow it's not. So
but it's okay.
I think that
we got energy and flow. We got everybody rooting for me now, right?
Right. Everybody's up there. You have no shortage of dead people rooting for you. So, you know, just hang in there with, you know, your positive energy and all of that. Well, you know, enjoy your time with your friend. And where are you right now?
We're standing by the pool. I'm freezing, dripping in my bathing suit.
Oh, my. And whose pool is it? What pool are you at?
It's Jeff's pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, go put a blanket on and you know, the towel around you and get warm. So we're just about at the end of our show. I'm going to thank everybody for calling in. Thank you, Debbie Tony, for calling in, and Amanda, and we're going to wish Eric some good luck. And Tina, you know, let's hope she lets her guy know she likes him. And everybody have a great week. Bye for now. Thank you, Nicole.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love you, girl.
Bye.
Bye.